welcome to the Freedom Foil Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Joe, and I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Mary.
What did I say before?
What do I say? You say, hey guys.
Hey guys.
This is episode 34, and I forgot to do that whole intro last week. I just said, hey, this is episode 33. So,
That's all you said?
That's all I said.
No.
That's all I said. And I was listening to our older episodes in the car, and I'm like, damn, I forgot to say the main thing. We are recording this 1 week after recording episode 33, which is quite the feat. This is like climbing Mount Everest for us here and achieving that at the summit. So, you know, be thankful for it, you know. Enjoy what we have to offer.
Be freaking thankful that we're even doing this.
Now we just have to actually upload them. We haven't uploaded episode 33 yet.
Oh, is that the passive-aggressive comment towards me? Sure, now we just have to upload them, Mary.
This episode is going to be on Elsa Gate, which I found
my
schizophrenic. No, I wasn't trying to say that. Like,
which I did research.
No. I found after doing one of my schizophrenic deep dives that Mary comes into our office and sees me like there's
like,
this.
What is on the screen right now?
There's an iceberg with like a bunch of little tiny conspiracies, and then I have 4chan up on another computer, which is a wild ride.
What
and
is that? Explain that to for people that don't.
4chan
know what it is.
Because
I don't know what it is.
Is essentially like if the worst people of Reddit decided to make a forum. Where they all communicate and schizophrenically
so
talk to each other.
It's the same style as Reddit?
No.
It's just a forum.
What I mean is like the people of Reddit
are... So it's like Reddit, but it's not like it at all.
The people of Reddit are completely cancerous. And that's really, you know, kind of where those people gravitate towards is 4chan. You know, the viewers
yeah,
or the listeners are going to know what's up.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah.
Your co-host has no clue what's up, but okay.
Elsa Gate. What did you think when I first told you the title of what we were going to be talking about today?
Obviously, I know Elsa from Frozen, so I was like intrigued by the name. Obviously, it's a play on Watergate, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just kind of, I knew it was going to be disturbing.
I knew nothing of this.
Well,
this happened
not, no,
in
no,
like
no.
2016,
I didn't,
2017.
Well, let's give an overview. But
yeah,
before,
what's
I didn't
up?
Know what it was. I just knew that it had something to do with a child's character. So I was like, this is going to be something
messed up
and really disturbing. So Elsa Gate, I'm going to give just a general overview, is basically the links that we're going to have in the show notes are going to be links to one is a Reddit post from like 7 years ago. The other is a video from like a 25-minute video. That's only from a year ago.
Yeah, and that we got to give that guy's channel definitely some props.
It was a really good overview. It was well researched.
Yeah.
And then there's an article on, I'm forgetting the name of the publication, but they put an article out in 2017.
Wasn't it like The Verge?
Yeah, The Verge or Verb. I don't know. Something like that. So we have two resources that are a little bit dated in terms of like when this actually started. And then we have one recent resource, which is the video we watched.
About it maybe coming back.
Yeah. So basically what Elsa Gate is the idea is that, I have my phone with my notes on it and sometimes it gives some like crackly crackles.
Yeah.
So, and Joe's like giving me like we're in an airport, like, land here. So anyway, Elsa Gate. Elsa Gate is a bunch of creators or a handful of creators. So I guess there weren't a ton.
Or unknowns,
basically taking
really.
Children's characters, Elsa, Spider-Man, the Joker, I think were the three main ones, but like also Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse. So all these like children's characters and basically putting this facade on these videos. So creating like thumbnails that are really attractive to kids. So bright colors, they look like fun, like cartoons. But when you dig into the video, it's like these really disturbing videos of I'll read you the really horrible list. Characters engaging in sex and child pregnancy, abortions, underage drinking and drug use, I'm not scat play, which love that, because I had to Google that. I didn't know what that
was.
Are
you serious?
No, I'm serious.
Why did you Google that?
I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was.
Mary on her computer.
No,
what is scat play?
I literally had to Google it. I'm not even embarrassed. I feel better that I didn't know what it was, and I feel disturbed that you did know what it was. You freaking weirdo. Anyway.
What are you doing?
Death and dismember. What? Did you want me to just be like, and scat play, and I don't know what it is? Now I know what it is.
Okay.
Call me sheltered. I don't care. I'm kind of proud that I didn't know what that was.
All
I
right,
mean, it's kind of a disturbing thing. It's like, what scenario in my life would I have needed to know the term scat play?
This is the difference of...
And I'm not going to give it the definition over a podcast. So if you don't know what it is, you can feel stupid like me, I guess, and look it up. So continuing with my overview, I just listed off the really disturbing content. I mean, the list is like a mile long. There's a bunch of really messed up things that they do in these videos. And again, like I said, images of Mickey Mouse. But the thumbnails they had in this Reddit post from like 7 years ago that they were using examples of are like Minnie and Mickey Mouse. And Minnie's like cutting off Minnie Mouse is cutting off Mickey Mouse's ear, and there's like blood splurting everywhere.
Yeah.
And then
a lot of pregnancy stuff.
A lot of pregnancy stuff. Spider-Man and Elsa drinking beer. I actually wanted to do my own research and see. This is before I realized the Reddit post was from like 7 years ago.
And all these videos are like scrubbed.
If you cut me off one more time,
I'm so hyper. I'm sorry.
Oh,
it's my bad.
God. He's like, yeah, and anyway, if you could shut up, I'm just going to say my point now.
Okay.
Jeez. Okay, anyway, I tried to do my own research to see what would come up if I were to search Elsa, Spider-Man, Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse. And obviously, I don't have like a kid's YouTube channel. I just have a regular account. And obviously, I made that account a long time ago, but it has my demographic. It has my age, probably. I'm assuming it has my birthday, my gender, all of those things. So I think those also are something you have to consider when these kids are searching, that like if you go to try to do your own research, it might not come up for us. So anyway, not a lot of crazy stuff came up for me. I mean, these videos are definitely weird. Like if you search Elsa in particular, the ninth video down, this is on this day, whatever day this is. I think it's the 21st of January.
Pretty sure, yeah.
So anyway, if you search Elsa right now and you go like 9 videos down, not including sponsored content, but 9 videos down, just regular organic search, I came up with this really weird, like, it was titled Birth to Death of Princess Elsa in Real Life. So it's like quote-unquote live action version of Elsa and like the movie, and she's pregnant, and it's just like a really weird video. Like
that is
nothing
bizarre.
Like the death and the disturbing list I'd made was in the video per se, but it was just weird. It was just like not like kids shows are gonna be weird, but it was like I couldn't follow it as an adult. So it's like, what are you trying to get a kid to follow? It was very odd.
Yeah.
Very, very odd. And again, using prominent characters, it used every character from the movie. And I mean, gosh, if you don't know, if you live under a rock, Frozen was like, is it now considered a definite cult classic among kids. I mean, most families, you've probably, if you have younger kids, you've probably seen it time and time and time again. So they obviously used Elsa at the beginning of this whole thing. But again, that was my own research. I didn't see anything disturbing per se.
Yeah.
I also Googled, searched on YouTube Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Same thing. I mean, like weird videos here and there, but nothing crazy. I will say for the Mickey Mouse ones, I searched Mickey Mouse and I saw a lot of like clips from Mickey Mouse's Playhouse, which is like the kids show. But then, like, I scrolled down and there was a video that had nothing to do with Mickey Mouse. It wasn't even in the title. It was, like, again, like, 9 or 10 videos down. And I click on it, and it's, like, these girls in, like, these skimpy little outfits. And they're doing, like, they're, like, saying they're doing spy stuff. And they're like, 30-year-old women. Maybe, I'll be generous, 20s. But they're doing, like, weird. They're saying they're doing spy stuff. But, again, nothing in it says Mickey Mouse. So it must be in, like, the... what do you call it? SEO. When you upload a YouTube video, can you put search terms and embed them within the video? So they might not be in the title, but they're in like the SEO of the actual video. So in the search engine, actually, when you hit go, it'll populate if you have that term associated with the video. So again, it might not be obvious like in the title, but it was just very weird, 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 weird. So those were my experiences. And that's kind of an overview. What would you like to say to that?
I waited patiently to when
his eyes, guys, his eyes were just like, oh my God, just please be quiet. I want to just say something.
No, I did the same sort of search.
And anyway, about my...
No.
How does it feel?
Dude, you're just smoking me this one. We're just trying to enjoy this time, you know?
What was your research?
I tried to look up the same thing. I couldn't really find anything. And I did a little bit of browsing around on the ElsaGate Reddit thread. And pretty much after like 2017, YouTube, because this became like a national thing for a while. I mean, it hit like YouTube directly.
Yeah, do you want to kind of talk about like what happened after it became well known?
Yeah, and I mean, we can just say briefly, most of the original ElsaGate videos are scrubbed. Mm-hmm. Like you cannot find them.
Well, because anywhere. YouTube was losing money.
Oh yeah, for sure. So yeah, let's talk about what happened
after.
Well,
basically it got picked up. So I think, I don't know if he was the first one. I forget what his username is on Reddit, but he created this ElsaGate Reddit thread. And I think it was actually, that's how it got big. It got picked up by like the New York Times,
CNN.
Yeah. And then of course that trickled down to local stations. Like every news media outlet picked it up, and YouTube's, you know, they released a statement. Let me just pull it up. I have it in my notes here. Yeah, problems went mainstream thanks to the dueling reports from the New York Times, and advertisers started to pull ads from YouTube, meaning that YouTube was losing revenue. And I mean, really, all of this always comes back to money. So yeah, they were obviously motivated to make a change. The CEO of YouTube at the time, I don't know if it's the same woman, Susan, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that last name, announced a new moderation push, singling out inappropriate children's content and bringing the total number of moderators up to 10,000. They changed their guidelines to specifically ban children's characters in inappropriate situations. Because mainstream picked it up, because advertisers started to pull ads, YouTube's losing money, then they make a change. Which is interesting to me because it's like, you can't tell me that they didn't know this was happening.
Oh, 100%,
like,
dude.
You can't tell me that you don't... So you had moderators. Maybe you didn't have 10,000 at the time, but you still had moderators looking and searching. That's their main job, is to search through, you know, YouTube. And they probably have... I don't know if AI was kind of as prominent as it is now, but you definitely had, like, computer systems to pick up on these videos. Come on.
Well, and also, like, when it comes to these, because I know a lot of people are going to be pointing out, like, oh, you know, maybe that was meant for adults or something. Like, there's a lot of, we'll say, really messed up stuff that they talked about in the video, which is, you know, again, not safe for work, as we're going to start diving into, but Rule 34, which is essentially an internet term talking about the fact that any... cartoon or something like that, there is probably pornography of that cartoon that some animator has made online. Now, the Rule 34 is very much like directed towards adults, as messed up as it is. And the commenter in the video kind of talked about this directly, where, yeah, it shouldn't exist, but it's obviously for adults. It's not like marketed towards children.
But how do kids know the difference?
Well, right. But I'm saying, like, where you would find this stuff would be, like, on a pornographic website.
Okay.
Like, it wouldn't be, you know, out there in the open. So there's that. We get that. But in this particular case scenario, it is very apparent that these videos were not only marketed directly towards children, but we're talking, like, 4, 5-year-olds, like little kids that these thumbnails are trying to get across. Like,
I don't know if they had YouTube Kids yet either.
Well, yeah, the video had mentioned that a lot of this stuff was found on YouTube
Kids.
Oh,
so they did have the kids version of YouTube at the time. Okay.
Yeah. So,
how about the color theory?
Oh, yeah. So the other thing that was really interesting is a lot of these videos were doing the whole, like, color coding thing, like counting colors, colored thumbnails, and
other
things.
Well, no, there was, like, specific colors used in each thumbnail.
Right, yeah, and it was, do you have written down the colors?
Yes. Keep going. I'll find it.
Yeah. So they were using only, I believe, around 5 colors. Like, they weren't using all of the colors, and it gets pretty morbid, but okay. It's looking like potentially the colors used were maybe a code to pretty gross stuff.
So the colors that were mainly used in these thumbnails were red, blue, yellow, pink, and green. So, red, blue, and yellow, are they not the primary colors?
I think so, yeah.
So one member of this Reddit page made the connection to the use of the colors in association to cult abuse, where ElsaGate videos could be triggering some kind of pre-programmed response in children. Often there were gibberish comments at the bottom of the videos, either bots trying to game the algorithm, or, if you believe in 4chan, some kind of coded message. This was in the article.
Yeah.
This poster wrote on the page, "I saw the video where some guy decrypted the code on a hidden YouTube video so that each color had a corresponding command/theme assigned to it."
Yeah.
And then I'll just read too. There was this poster, I think it was, or a member of the page, "I believe there is something much more sinister going on in these videos, like mind control or behavior modification. No evidence to back this up, but these sorts of videos have existed in the past and been used by government for torture and brainwashing. Content that misleads children is unacceptable to us," the company said in a statement. "Over the last few months, we've taken deliberate steps in tackling many of the emerging challenges," blah, 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 PR bullcrap. So there was a specific call out I wanted to make, where somebody had kind of like a testimonial of like what they dealt with personally. I'm just trying to find
it. In the comments too, under the Reddit post, there was a few like that where people were talking essentially growing up.
Oh, here we go. I found it.
Yeah.
In one post, a parent says their autistic 4-year-old is still affected by ElsaGate videos more than 2 months after she cut off access to YouTube. She was quoted saying, "He'll still obsessively repeat the same strange, distorted screeching and screaming sounds heard in many videos, in deep and growling voices," she wrote in the post. "He still cries for YouTube and has an actual meltdown over not being allowed to watch it."
Yeah, which also, like, I mean, I don't know. Me and Mary, I think, are of the same mind, where we're pretty against the iPad kid situation. We're not really huge fans of that, and I think, you know, we both kind of are of the mindset that the just ability to have access to something like YouTube as a toddler age kid is just not acceptable.
Well, this is the thing
us.
That gets me. So think of it from an adult perspective. We talk about the media all the time manipulating people, and you'll see clips of the media saying, repeating themselves like 15 times the same thing, blah, blah, blah. So they're obviously controlling adults with this media pretty easily,
right?
Like, you can see that adults are, you know, agreeing with whatever rhetoric,
especially in social media.
Yeah, agreeing with whatever rhetoric is put out by these media channels. They're quickly becoming okay with it and falling in line, if you will.
Yeah.
So if it's easy enough to do that to an adult with an already developed brain,
yeah,
what the heck are they able to do with a kid? Oh my gosh,
like
the possibilities are endless. Yeah. We just took a parenting class recently, and it was phenomenal. Really amazing insights. And they basically were just talking about, like, your kid's brain is just still developing, and you can't allow them to have these, you know, moments alone with media and screens where they can just freely explore the internet. There's things out there that if they saw, their mind is completely changed forever.
100%.
And it's like, of course, if you're a parent and this has accidentally happened, no one is perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. But it's just, you have to protect your kid. And of course, they're going to have a meltdown, or they're going to have some sort of fit. And, you know, we only have an 8-month-old, so we definitely are not in that toddler stage. But the big takeaway I got from the class was, it's going to be hard to deal with those meltdowns, but it'll help your kid in the long run with their
100%.
Happiness, their development, and just like their overall ability to not get consumed by the wrong media and media in general.
Yeah.
Because even if it's a good video, even if it's a fun video that's safe for kids, let's say, you still don't want your kid on their iPad like 90% of the time.
Well, and the other thing is, you never know what is going to pop up in like the recommended feed on the side.
No.
Like, your child should never be, you know, I'm trying not to get on a soapbox, but your child should never be just like having access to YouTube in that way for these obvious reasons.
And I'm sure a lot of you, if you're parents of toddlers, you're like, oh yeah, just wait till your kid right. is like having a meltdown in the middle of a restaurant. And I get it. Like, I know, I've seen it with friends. I've seen toddler actions, the terrible twos and what have you. But I mean, I'm willing and I want to make a conscious effort with our child to
not shove a screen in
front
of their
face.
Well,
just like go take the harder route. So if the harder route is we leave the restaurant because they're having a meltdown because they don't want to be in the restaurant, I'm not going to give them an iPad. I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
I might not want to do that in the moment. But this all comes back to if an adult can be manipulated by the media and screens, and obviously I will be the first to admit I am fully addicted to my phone. I need it to fall asleep at night.
Yeah.
I'm on it. Any free time I have, like, which is not a lot lately, I try to tell myself, oh, I'm just going to wind down and go on my phone an hour and a half, 2 hours later, and I'm still scrolling. That's an addiction.
Yeah.
And I'm fully admitting to that. I don't want my kid to be like that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to show my kid that that's okay.
Yeah. 100%.
So it's just, one other point, not to sidetrack us, but the video that we've been mentioning, he made a good point where a lot of these weird Elsa Gate videos were like cheap animation, very like cheaply made,
right?
Or like these weird like what was I gonna say? Not stop motion,
claymation.
No. That's what, whatever, like a real person like acting out a scene. So it's cheap. It's not,
yeah,
it's not,
it
doesn't
right.
take a lot for them to make this content. They're just pushing it out to make the money. He made a point saying like, there are those like weird stop motion claymation videos that are weirdly like sexual, derogatory, inappropriate. And they take time.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not easy to just pump out. And someone's
right.
taking the time to sit there and make these disturbing videos with the stop motion claim. That's weird.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, like, you know, I had to kind of think back because the millennial generation growing up on kind of the brink of the
which
internet,
we're millennials.
We are. And I remember probably some of the most horrifying, violent, brutal live leak type of content that I grew up watching. And I can understand that probably a lot of you are screaming at whatever you're listening to this on, like, oh man, you don't even, you know, these kids don't even know. And I get that. You know, I remember the things like Happy Tree Friends too, when I was a little bit older, where it's like a cartoon that's way violent. It was on like iTunes, you could buy it, and it was like, you know, like decapitation and everything. It was just these like cartoon characters. But even then, it was never quite as weird and bizarre as these videos. That's the thing. Like, it was pretty straightforward, like, gore content or whatever. But if you guys remember, if you were into that world of just growing up in that era, like, you really had to search for it. It wasn't like it was, like, out
or
on YouTube.
Or, like, what was the After Hours cartoon version? Like, after a certain time, what did it turn into?
Oh, like Adult Swim. Yeah, like, stuff like that. Like, it was very much, like, adult channels that we just, you know, probably with our parents not understanding what internet was at that point, we just had access to it. And you're, you know, that's just, it is what it is.
Well, I mean, our first cell phones were, mine was a flip phone.
Yeah.
It's not like I could go on the internet. And if I did accidentally hit, there was an internet button. And if I did accidentally hit it, it'd cost like $10. So I'd be like, oh my God, delete, get out of here.
I had my little flip phone Nokia and a leather outside the waistband clip.
Cool guy. but I think But that aside, yes, I had a flip phone, but then I also had a computer in my room.
Yeah.
And I could hop on that thing whenever I wanted.
100%.
Like, I would pretend to be asleep. I distinctly remember pretending to be asleep.
Yeah.
And going, getting out of my bed and going and playing, like, I would go on, like, DisneyChannel.com, and they had, like, games and stuff. But the thing is, I think we had this conversation today about media and, like, consumption of screens and having that access where your parents aren't around.
Yeah.
We didn't have any whatever you would call them, ad blockers or like firewalls or anything of that sort on my computer as a kid in my room. So like weird stuff would pop up, like weird pornographic ads or like whatever it was. Obviously my computer had some sort of virus on it. And I get like really anxious as a kid, like feeling like I did something wrong Right. When in reality, like, I'm just consuming media that's getting thrown in my face. I don't have a parent around to say, Mom, I don't like this. This is making me uncomfortable. So I kept it a secret. I never told anyone.
Yeah.
And it made me feel like weird guilt feeling. Like, it's stuff I shouldn't have been seeing. I was just playing my little innocent video game, whatever it was, on DisneyChannel.com.
Yeah.
And God, that was back in whatever year.
Right.
So now with kids with iPads, cell phones, computers, I mean, they're literally giving tablets to kids in school to use for homework, for everything, everyday use. That is crossing over into, well, then I should just, it should just be an everyday thing that a kid has a phone at 5 years old,
yeah,
or a tablet at 5 years old, even younger. And I just don't know if I don't know.
Well,
I don't know if I could agree with it.
And the thing, it all circles back to the fact that, again, these videos are directly targeting young toddler age kids in the areas that they're hosted. Like, it's not even like these kids, oh, they're searching for them random places on the internet. They are purposefully being marketed. And on top of just grotesque fetish content that's kind of just like masqueraded as a child's cartoon, you also have just weird shit with shots, like vaccinations in there, like it's just getting like shot after shot, weird pregnancy and abortion content in them where they're just showing like a pregnancy and they're cutting the baby out.
Oh, and don't
like
even
all
get me started with TikTok. I mean, we're talking mainly about YouTube, but that's where Elsa Gate started. Don't even get me started with TikTok and like all the things that are getting shared.
I mean,
shared
it is
there.
Like very much just bizarre. And
it's like, I don't know, the class that we have been referring to that we just took literally yesterday, so it's really fresh in our minds. It talked about, you know, there's obviously studies out there that show kids that have had this like access to these like TikTok, YouTube, whatever it is, and then you take it away and they like don't know what to do.
No.
They don't know how to go play.
Yeah.
They don't know how to be a kid because that's their one thing that they lean on for entertainment, and they don't know how to entertain. They have no imagination. They can't go outside and like pretend they're in a castle with a dragon or like just innocent kids
stuff.
Well,
and if you were a parent that was maybe a little bit naive to this stuff, and general bad stuff in the world, we'll say, and just kind of naive to that, it would be really easy for you to see your toddler's, you know, tablet and these 100%. Thumbnails popping up and just
that's another thing I will say, kids thing. The
or
Elsa
something.
Gate videos specifically, they would play like very upbeat, happy kids music of an association with these really weird scenes of these really messed up things, so that when parents were like, I don't know, let's just say your kid's in the living room watching these weird videos and you're in the kitchen, you hear it like pop, like, you know, cutesy little kid video, you're like, oh, it's safe, it's a kid's video.
Yeah,
like that's how messed up this stuff would get, to that level of detail, to be able to manipulate a kid and get them to ultimately, I don't know, I mean, and that's the thing, how old is your kid when they know that what they're watching they shouldn't be watching, but I don't think they would know that per se, where they would just feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And are they confident enough to come talk to you? Or are they going to keep it a secret? Like, I don't know.
Well, and
that
as I always
me.
Say, you remember way back in the MK Ultra episode that we did where I talked about that TV sign off and the TV sign off having subliminal messaging. You know, imagine what type of messaging and technology that they could put into these videos that they're feeding to our young kids. And on top of that, I mean, they're adding in bright light, flashing images, colors, all these things that are purposefully designed to attract a young kid to start, you know, figuring out what's going on.
Well, and your most beloved character. So if you do feel, obviously the Frozen movie itself is not a negative movie from Disney, but you know, these kids become obsessed with that movie. And so then these creeps use that and they take advantage of that, and those innocent sweet little things that a kid loves, and they take full advantage of that to suck them in, manipulate them, and it really is just absolutely petrifying.
Well,
and I think the biggest thing for me as a new parent and thinking to the future is the fear of I can't control my kid. I can only try to teach them.
Yeah.
Because what am I supposed to do when they go to school or a friend's house or wherever?
Yeah.
I can't control the media they consume in those places. I can only give them the guiding principles that you and I want them to live by, and yeah, hopefully they absorb them enough.
Yeah.
You know, because...
And I think that's really what we're trying to like kind of get across with this episode, is it's not that your kid is never going to search the internet and find a lot of shit that they shouldn't see, or they're never going to go to a friend's house and their friend is going to search the internet and see shit they shouldn't see. We're trying to get across the point that this is being fed directly to your kids on an outlet that is marketed as children's TV and television and videos, which is not great. And also in the comments under the Reddit posts under the ElsaGate page, a lot of kids that grew up, which is just weird to even say, in the 2015-2017 period that are now, you know, whatever, 17, 18, they are talking about how watching those videos, they believe, solely contributed to really messed up fetishes,
addictions,
things like that.
I mean, sex addictions, pornography addictions,
yeah,
all of the above. I mean, that yeah, can lead to anything. If you see somebody, your favorite character, drinking alcohol, you're obviously going to think that that's okay.
Yeah.
Even if your parents say it's not.
Yeah.
You're going to just subliminally associate with your favorite character alcohol, drugs, yeah, whatever the heck weird shit they're doing on there. You're gonna associate it all.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, like you can't control. You can't control when your kid turns a certain age and they're out in the real world on a daily basis, like what they run into. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I didn't mean for this episode to turn into a soapbox. Hopefully it was still entertaining. I think that there's some, if you go back to the conspiracy point about it, like,
why?
It really comes down to like manipulation and cult tactics of, you know, pulling people in with content that kids shouldn't be watching.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, you know, you have to ask the question of why they are choosing to do this. So, you know, I don't think anyone's really had an answer. And to begin kind of wrapping up our episode here.
And we're back. Baby boy is awake. We got the dogs in here with us.
We have dogs, our 8-month-old son who's pulling
the
our
whole
cords.
Family.
So this is what life's like with recording now. Is the little man going to try to say something in the
Penny
in the
wants
thing?
To say something.
Our dog wants to say something.
He say dabba 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 dabba.
So
he just wants to grab the microphone.
At the end of the day, you really just have to continue to ask yourself, why are they doing this and why are they going after our kids? And, you know, it's a frustrating episode.
Who's behind it, really?
Why? Yeah, who's behind it and why? You know, but this is kind of a also side note about our episodes, a little bit of a different type of format. I think we've been going a little shorter purposefully on episodes, really not even out of choice, just time with our little baby boy here. So, you know, if you guys are wondering what's up, this is how we can do these episodes. You know, short, sweet, right to the point. We do it during nap time. And
if nap time is cut short, so is the episode.
Right. But, you know, we're getting out the content. We hope you guys enjoy it. So that is going to wrap up episode 34 of the Freedom Foil podcast. As always, stay tuned for more great content coming soon.